For example, PLF, these are included, today's date is 12/14/2024, the station is 4. Santiago, Abarca, Abarca spells A-B-A-R-C-A, Santiago spells S-A-N-T-I-A-G-A-O, date of birth is 08/01/1964. A 60-year-old gentleman, here for a follow-up period. Patient stated he was seen recently for back and knee pain. Was sent for MRI, is here to review those results, period. He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And to say he continues to have bilateral knee pain and the radicular back pain, period. He denies any new trauma. Next paragraph, physical exam, is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. So, through SAT is 96% of room air, blood pressure 162 of 88, pulse 106, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Knee, full range of motion with moderate discomfort. Next paragraph. Back. No deformity, no erythema or edema, next paragraph, red flag score is low for non-traumatic back pain. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is major meniscus tear, number two is radicular thoracic / lumbar pain. Patient I review is MRI of his right knee, which is read by the radiologist. Impression as follows: moderate diminutive appearance involving the body of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, which may be result of prior partial or medial meniscectomy. In the absence of history, open parenthesis, patient does not have history, close parenthesis. Findings is compatible with a complex large tear involving the body of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Chondromalacia is also noted in the anterior compartment of the knee with high-grade chondral loss. MRI of the left knee reveals, next paragraph, MRI of the left knee reveals moderate diminutive appearance involving the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus. And this may also represent medial meniscectomy or recurrent tear involving the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Patient had no history of surgeries, period. Next paragraph, MRI. Of his thoracic spine reveals there is no acute spinal fracture. There's normal cord and marrow narrowing. There is no disc protrusion in the thoracic spine, no central canal stenosis or neuroforaminal compromise. A patient indicated that he continues to have back pain that shoots down through his lower extremities and shoots across his abdomen. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, the patient received the following medication, Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. He was observed in a clinic for an additional 15 minutes or so. Reevaluated, he said he has no reaction to the medication. He was given consultation to see the orthopedic specialist for his knee and a neuro specialist for his radicular pain. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following prescription. Neurontin, 100 milligrams, 1 POBID, 30 days, number 60. Next medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30, we'll give you one refill. End of dictation.